In the name of Jesus, amen. In the Midwest, we have a bad habit of mispronouncing place names. So think for a minute about the capital city of Greece. What's the capital of Greece? What's the capital of Greece? Athens. However, about 20 miles south of where I live in southern Illinois, there's a town called New Athens. New Athens, Illinois. Or think again about the capital city of Egypt. And what's the capital city of Egypt? Cairo. Well, you go a little further south in southern Illinois, way down in southern Illinois, the town is pronounced Cairo. Now, I grew up in central Missouri, and think about a palace outside of Paris, France, a palace that's very famous because of having a hall of mirrors. You know what that palace is called? Versailles. Well, I grew up near Versailles, Missouri. And then there's a town in central Illinois, just south of Springfield. The town is spelled L-O-A-M-I. It's pronounced Loami. That reminds me of a couple of Hebrew words that come from the book of Hosea. Hosea and his prostitute wife, Gomer, were told to name one of their sons Lo-Ami, not my people. This is a name of judgment. The Jewish people had been unfaithful to God, and God was now pronouncing them Lo-Ami, not my people. I don't know exactly why the town in central Illinois is called Loami. I don't know if necessarily it's a reference to the book of Hosea. If it is, it's a really strange thing to name your town, isn't it? Think about the founding fathers getting in the sermon. What shall we call our town? I know. How about not my people? It's a rather strange thing to name a town, because Lo-Ami is a word of judgment. It's a word of rejection. And there's a bit of a sense of rejection in our text for today from Luke chapter 18. There are two parts to our text, and both halves of this text have a bit of a sense of rejection to them. The first part of the text is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And Jesus rejects the Pharisee. The Pharisee thinks he can stand in his own right before God. But Jesus says about the tax collector, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. And so the Pharisees and those like them, in effect, Jesus says, Lo-Ami, not my people. Then the second part of our reading for today, Jesus welcomes the little children. We're told that parents were bringing even infants to Jesus, that he would bless them. But the disciples had other ideas. The disciples thought that Jesus had better ways to spend his time, that Jesus instead should be spending his time with the important people, the adults who could pay their salaries, the adults who could provide good leadership in the church. But Jesus rejects them. At the end of our text, he has the shocking words, I tell you, unless you receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you will not enter it. And so to those important people, those adults, Jesus in effect says, Lo-Ami, not my people. So in our text for today, Jesus rejects the Pharisees. He rejects the adults. Well, it's a good thing we don't fall into those categories now, isn't it? Oh, wait. We are adults. At least most of us are. And as adults, we work hard. And as we work hard, we expect that we're going to receive the rewards of working hard. We put in the time, we expect to receive good results for what we've done. And at times, since we've put in the work, since we've done these accomplishments, we have some sense of pride in all that we've done, and we think that perhaps things should go our way because, well, we've worked for that to happen. To people with those traits, Jesus says, to you does not belong the kingdom of God. And then there's the Pharisees, and we're actually at times more like the Pharisees than we'd like to admit as well. We pray regularly. We give generously like the Pharisee said he did. Now, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. It's good to pray. It's good to be generous. But because we do these things, we also sometimes look a little sideways at people around us in the church that we think aren't pulling their weight quite the same way as we're pulling our weight. We think perhaps that things in the church should go the way we want because, well, we have just worked a little harder for it than others have. And to those with a Pharisaical attitude like that, Jesus warns that person does not go down to his house justified. So this text has a bit of a hint of rejection, of lo a me, not my people, in both sections of our reading for today, but both sections of the reading also have wonderful words of welcome and of hope and of help. For the hopeless, for those who humbly cry out with nothing of our own to bring, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus says, I tell you, you go down to your house justified. And for the helpless, for those who come like an infant, those who brag of no accomplishments of their own, those who recognize that we can do nothing and receive everything as a gift from God, to them, Jesus says, to you belongs the kingdom of God. And so to the hopeless, those who realize that we have nothing to contribute to our salvation, Jesus brings hope. To the helpless, those who realize that we can do nothing to earn our salvation, Jesus says, to you belongs the kingdom of God. I was privileged to witness this on a nursing home visit about a month ago. I was visiting an elderly gentleman in the nursing home, and I was using today's text from Luke 18 as I was visiting with this man. Back when I was taking Palm 1 about 25 years ago, Dr. Schmidt had suggested that in order to get your thoughts together for a sermon, use the sermon text you'll be preaching with your shut-ins as you go out on visits. And so I was using this text with a shut-in about a month ago. And this gentleman is elderly. It was very, very hard to understand him. He could barely talk. I probably understood about one out of every 10 words he said simply because his voice was so weak. And this man, he grew up in the Czech Republic, and then his homeland was overrun by the Nazis from Germany. He lost his country. Then he was conscripted into the Nazi army. He fought for the Nazis in World War II. Think about that for a minute. After the war, he emigrated to the United States, and he enlisted the United States military and fought in Korea. This man has carried baggage of grief and guilt with him for years. And I was reading this text from Luke 18, and I was talking about how this tax collector recognized that he was a sinner, that he could do nothing to earn God's grace and favor. He simply cried out, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And this elderly gentleman nodded his head. And I realized this text applies to him. He is like the tax collector who can do nothing but throw himself upon God's mercy. And then he would nod to hear the words, "To this man." Jesus says, "This man went to his house justified." Then I went on to the next part of the text about Jesus welcoming the little children to him. And I started thinking, what is it like to be a little child or even an infant? An infant can't talk clearly. An infant can't walk. An infant can't care for themselves. An infant can't even feed themselves. As I was describing these traits of an infant, this elderly man again was nodding his head. I recognized, in a strange way, he had again become like an infant. He couldn't speak clearly. He was in his bed. He couldn't walk. He couldn't care for himself. And yet, he was nodding and recognizing that to one like an infant, Jesus says, "To you belongs the kingdom of God." Now, at the end of shut-in visits, nursing home visits, I'll pray with the people that I'm visiting. And so as I was finishing the devotion with this gentleman, I said, "Let's pray." I took a breath and collected my thoughts to be able to begin to pray for him. And just before I started praying, I heard from the bed, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." The clearest words I'd heard during the entire visit. I could understand virtually nothing that he was saying through the rest of the visit, but I could understand clearly that he was praying the Lord's Prayer. In fact, at a shut-in visit, I usually pray for the person and then lead the person in the Lord's Prayer, and here was this man who couldn't pronounce anything else, and he was clearly leading me in praying the Lord's Prayer. And after the Lord's Prayer, I put my hand on his head and gave him the benediction. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." And I realized, this one is one of God's people. Not rejected, not like the lo ami, not my people, this one. Jesus would declare, goes down to his house justified. This one, to him belongs the kingdom of God. In our text for today, Jesus does give hope for the hopeless. He brings help to the helpless, as he did for this man, who in a way was like a tax collector who had nothing of his own but simply pleaded for God's mercy, and God justified him. He brings help for this man who was helpless like an infant, and yet Jesus says to him belongs the kingdom of God. So Jesus does bring hope to the hopeless. He does bring help to the helpless. Jesus does have mercy on sinners. Jesus does give the kingdom of God to those who are like little children. To you, Jesus says, you are my people. Ami, my people. And he can say that to us because as Jesus was hanging on the cross, the Father declared Jesus to be lo ami, not my people. As Jesus on the cross cried out in agony, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was because Jesus was bearing all of our sins, all that would separate us from God, all that would make us not his people. And Jesus took that from us so that now the Father can look at us and say to us, Ami, my people. Now, if you want to try to stand before God in your own righteousness, if you want to raise before God your own pride in your prayers or in your generosity, if you want to stand before God in your own strength, then why don't you consider moving to Central Illinois? There's a town there, Loami, not my people, where you can live. But if you recognize that you are hopeless and helpless, that you can contribute nothing to your salvation, and simply receive God's gifts like a helpless infant, then don't move to Central Illinois. Don't live in Loami. Instead, live as a beloved child in the kingdom of God forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.